MoneyWeb Now on the money.
MoneyWeb Now brought to you by Orbvest, a global real estate company that has a hyper focus on acquiring stable income producing medical buildings in the USA. Investors use Orbvest's online platform to invest directly into low risk commercial real estate, primarily in the healthcare niche in the USA, from as little as $5,000. Joining now with Dino Zakola, he's of course Chairman 12J Association of South Africa. You also find him at Westbrook in his day job. Dino, morning, appreciate your time. We were chatting last year around the review which Treasury has talked around on the S12J. They'd always said that they were going to sort of have a review period and see what it was like. Have we got any sort of clarity from Treasury where we are with that? Is S12J still in play? Are they looking to wrap it up? Any news on that front?
Morning, Simon, and Happy New Year. Simon, since we last spoke, there hasn't been a whole lot of an update. And just to remind everyone as to where we are with Section 12J at the moment, National Treasury put out a set of additional questions and review sort of measures that they were looking at trying to get more information on last year around the debate of whether or not they want to extend Section 12J. The responses to that are due later this week, and we'll know sort of probably by the budget in February what National Treasury's intention is regarding the future of Section 12J. But to your question, the most important thing is that for the individual tax year ended February of this year, Section 12J is very much still here, and until June this year as well. So investors are still able to take advantage of the tax break, even though we're not sure as to whether or not Section 12J will be around for a whole lot longer.
Okay, so, but it is, I mean, we can enter at this point, and I suppose that's the critical point. You know, tax laws change from time to time, but once you're in, you're in. You're grandfathered in a sense. Which means, I mean, obviously, the deal with the 12J is we can put money into it, and we essentially have that reduced from our taxable income, so you get a nice tax break on this tax year. Of course, then at the end, when you cash out, if I'm correct, the full benefit that pays out is then CGT. So you benefit from tax now, you get a slight at the end, but that of course CGT a lower tax rate.
Correct, Simon. So Section 12J is effectively a tax incentive that government put in with an intention to promote private investment into SMEs around the country, and in so doing, investors get a healthy tax break. Like you've mentioned, you get a rand for rand deduction of every rand that you invest in a Section 12J company against your taxable income in the same year that you invest. So if I earned 100 rand this year and I invest 100 rand in a Section 12J company, effectively this year I don't pay any tax. And then what happens in turn is a Section 12J compliant fund manager will take your money and invest it into different areas of the South African economy. And of course, that has a whole lot of knock-on benefits both to the investor, who, as you mentioned, yes, he pays exit CGT, but he gets a very healthy tax break up front. And it has knock-on benefits for the South African economy insofar as the fact that those investments then go and they pay tax and they create jobs and they stimulate investments into South Africa. It's almost become, in our ecosystem of investments, Simon, a viable alternative to something like an RA. You know, if you look at a Section 12J investment, for individuals and trusts, you can invest up to 2.5 million rand every year. For a company, you can invest up to 5 million. If you just quickly contrast that to a retirement annuity, you've got a 350,000 rand per annum cap for individuals, so it's obviously smaller. But in the same vein, a Section 12J only needs to be held for 5 years, whereas an RA can only be commuted once you turn 55. And of course, the big benefit to a 12J is that you get to make an uncorrelated alternative type investment to the underlying, which is very different, of course, to your traditional equities that a retirement annuity is typically invested into.
Yeah, a totally different asset class, a different space. And one of the big spaces in 12J has been hospitality. I mean, are we still seeing that? I mean, we see what's happening with lockdowns, with the pandemic. Are we seeing less in the hospitality, or are the funds, the 12J funds, very much looking through the pandemic and saying, you know what, yes, it is very real in 2021, but it will pass in time and there will be a returning demand for those hotels, guest lodges and the like?
Correct. So about 50% of the industry's assets under management have been invested into hospitality. And, I mean, this is exactly the purpose, Simon. You have a tax incentive that's designed to give you a tax break, but then that money is incentivized to be invested into areas of the economy where maybe it otherwise wouldn't have been invested. And, you know, at the moment with COVID-19, hospitality is a tough sector. We still expect to see a decent amount of money invested into hospitality this year, notwithstanding the fact that COVID-19 has been tough. That, you know, in these things, there's always swings and roundabouts in the sense that it has been tough, but at the same time, there are very attractive investment opportunities out there at the moment. So I would still expect to see money to go into hospitality. I think the tax break does give investors an element of downside protection because of the fact that they get 45%, you know, of what they totally invest back from the taxman in respect of the foregone tax or the tax that they would have paid. However, you know, it would be naive to expect that the amount of money raised into those industries that have been hardest hit by the COVID-19 pandemic, it would be naive to think that there wouldn't be less money raised. So there will still be a flow into hospitality, but I would expect to see money going into some of the sectors that investors perceive to be a little bit more robust.
Yeah, I take your point on that 100%. We'll leave that there. Dina Sokola, the Chairman 12J Association of South Africa, appreciate your early morning. This show is brought to you by Orbvest's latest investment opportunity, Medical 29. It's a multi-tenanted Class A medical office building located in Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit orbvest.com. Orbvest SA is an authorized financial services provider with license number 50483.